from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. And you can also find me on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, so search that in podcasts and iTunes now. However you're listening in, thank you so much to everybody around the country that has been a huge part of the success of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. I want to welcome onto the show here for a National Signing Day special, Sam Heckel, who has been on the show numerous times, and always appreciate having Sam here on the show. And Sam, being one of the early verbal commits to Syracuse, had committed to the old staff and stayed committed through to Dino Babers' staff. June 27th, 2015 was when he verbally committed, and now I am here with Sam, fresh off of his signing of his national letter of intent and sending it in to Syracuse to officially be a part of the incoming 2016 class. Sam Heckel is an offensive tackle out of Waukesha West in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and I'm happy to have him here, like I said. Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well, Sam. And first and foremost, I want to go back to, because your story is a little bit different than a lot of the other guys here on National Signing Day. You agreed to come to Syracuse way back. You know, the Rex Culpeppers and the Scoop Bradshaws, Mo Neals, and yourself. That's really all that lasted from the original verbal commits to Syracuse. So what's life like for you? Because you committed way back when, and now the team, the coaching staff is different, but a lot of the guys that had committed with you are no longer going to Syracuse. So what's that all been like for you?
It's weird. I never thought it'd be like this. But regardless, like all the people who I was talking with during the summer, I'm not talking to them now because you're not committed like Tim to George and Noel. But despite that happening, I'm still extremely satisfied with my decision and with all the new commits coming in. I mean, like I'm talking to a whole different group of guys, and I think our class is really well bonded, and after that official, you know, it changed the class, and yeah, I'm very happy with it.
When you look at the fact that there's 20-some-odd guys coming in for Syracuse in 2016, incoming class for recruiting, and that you're one of those few that held on through the Scott Schaefer era ending and Dino Babers' era starting, what can you say about that? What kept you in love with Syracuse throughout this whole process? Because like I said, when you look around, it's you, Mo Neal, who's early enrollee, went up to Syracuse in January. Rex Culpepper, same thing, went up to Syracuse in January. So you and Scoop Bradshaw, the only two guys kind of hanging out there until National Signing Day. What's it been like for you to stay committed, and what made Syracuse the right fit for you through all of this?
I don't really get it though. Like Syracuse is a great school, and with this turnaround, I think in this era, I'm positive the football team is going to turn around, and it's going to be great. And I don't know how athletes aren't seeing that, and that's why I stay committed, because I know I believe in the program, I believe in the new coaches, and I believe in this upcoming class that, you know, we can turn the program around and be on top of the ACC.
When you look at the future and you look at the fact that a quarterback that you might be blocking for in Rex Culpepper already up at Syracuse, Mo Neal, another guy you could be blocking for already up at Syracuse, what does that mean to you that they enrolled early, they're going to have an opportunity to be around the team in the spring? What does that mean to you that two offensive guys and quarterback Rex Culpepper and an all-around running back, H-back athlete Mo Neal are already up at Syracuse?
That's great. And, you know, I think they'll develop leadership skills because they're there early. They'll become comfortable with the team, and whenever we come in, they'll be welcoming us, and And that too, like, when I was at my official, the team, you know, the team welcomed us, the team that's there now, and they're a big reason why a lot of the commits loved it there, because it's like, it's kind of like home, and they'll realize that when we get there in July. And but that's good having them there now. They're learning the playbook, and yeah, they'll help us when we come in and make sure we're up to speed with everything.
And now when you look at your official, like we were talking about here, Sam, that when you committed to Syracuse, it was way before the staff changed and all of that. And as that moves on with the staff changing and moving on in 2015 into 2016, like we had talked about, a lot of decommits for Syracuse. But then you came on your official, and the likes of McKinley Williams, a defensive tackle, Michael Clark, another offensive tackle, Joel Shaw, running back, safety Rashad Smith, another lineman in Evan Foster, Devin Butler, another safety, and Josh Black, a defensive end. All of these guys within that time period of January 23rd to January 25th verbally committed to Syracuse, and you were around all those gentlemen. So what can you say about, despite the fact that a lot of the guys you were talking to are not coming to Syracuse, being in the midst of all of these new guys and then seeing them all say yes within a couple of days of each other, what does that mean to you?
Well, it really says something about this new coaching staff, because you got to give them major props for this, because it's not easy for a new coaching staff to come in and develop a class. But after that weekend, you know, they did it. They got a ton of commits. And like I said before, like, those players saw what good was happening to the program, and they want to be a part of it. Because the freshmen, us, that are coming in now, we're going to have Dino and his coaching staff for the next 4 to 5 years, and we're the start of his era. And when we're seniors, when the program is doing well, it's because of them and us coming in. And they saw that.
And in looking at Dino and the decisions that have been made, when you were around these guys and you had an opportunity to be around McKinley and Michael, Joel, Rashad, Evan, Devin, Josh, what did that mean to you about what Dino Babers is trying to build? Did you feel like the personalities of the guys that I just named, when you looked around the room, that you could see kind of a semblance or a parallel amongst all of you, that there's some type of similarity that you have?
Oh, yeah. All the commits that came in, they're great guys. And like I said before, we have a group chat, and, you know, we joke around and stuff like normal teammates. And I think this weekend really brought us together, and it'll just, like, we were off to a head start. And, you know, I just think we all get along really well. And through the weekend, you know, we got to know each other and become friends and stuff.
Do you feel like you're part of the family again, so to speak? I mean, part of the Syracuse family you were with Scott Schaefer's staff and the former commits, but after being around these other gentlemen that are from all over the country that are right with you, going to be a part of Syracuse's future, once you were around them on campus at Syracuse and with the new coaching staff and back with Sean Lewis and back around Mike Lynch and seeing Dino Babers, did you feel like you were part of the family again? Or did you ever feel like you weren't? I mean, have you always felt like you were part of the family?
Right now I do, yeah. But, you know, before my official, we didn't have many commits, and, you know, I was just kind of worried. And it didn't really feel right, because there weren't enough players for, you know, to do so. But now, now with all the players, it feels like a family. And with all the fans, Huge Twitter army, I mean, they're loyal to all their commits and stuff, and they'll make you feel like you're part of the program, which is great. But right now, yeah, I definitely feel part of the family, and I'm sure everyone else does too.
You're coming in with two other offensive linemen in Michael Clark as well as Aaron Service. What can you say about those two guys and what your relationship is like with them?
It's good. Me and Aaron, you know, from Wisconsin, we're talking, and, you know, we're pretty similar, along with Liam, too. Liam and I, we're pretty similar too. And Mike, I haven't got to know Mike that much because he just committed, but he's a great guy, and you know, I think we'll get along great.
And as you move forward, you got to obviously be at Syracuse and be around the coaches. They came out and saw you. We've talked about Mike Lynch as well as Sean Lewis before, but I want to go into it a little bit deeper as these bonds have continued to grow. Sean Lewis and Mike Lynch, co-offensive coordinators. Lewis, quarterback's coach. Lynch, working with you directly as the offensive line coach. What can you say about these two guys and how your relationships with them have developed?
It's awesome. Coach Lynch, he's a great coach. He's a great guy. And he just wants what's best for me along with the other O-line commits. And, you know, he's super optimistic, and he knows his football. And same with Coach Lewis. You know, he's very optimistic, very upbeat. And, you know, they're persistent coaches. Like, they visited me. Coach Lynch visited me 3 times. Coach Lewis twice, but still, like, they're on the road constantly making sure that, you know, we're all Qs, and it's great. You know, they care, and they care more about you than football. Well, I mean, they care about football, but, like, they want to develop you, and you can see that with the whole coaching staff, not just them two, but, you know, it's just a good feeling that all the coaching staff just wants what's best for you.
And when you look at that, wanting what's best for you, caring about you as a person first and foremost, obviously they want to win, but they truly care about you, and that's, you know, what you've just stated here. That was something that has been important with Syracuse recently, and with Dino Babers continuing that, obviously that's a crucial piece of why I feel like a lot of players such as yourself like to come to Syracuse. What can you say about the family atmosphere and how you feel when you're away from home, but you're around these coaches and you're around these players as well?
Well, first and foremost, when the coaches came, you know, my parents love them. My mom loves them, and my dad thinks they're great people. So they're really comfortable with these coaches. They know that, like my mom said, they know we're going to be in loving arms for the next five years. So, I already know when I go there, I'll be comfortable with the coaches and the players, and it's like a family.
In having that family, before I let you go, Sam, to the Cuse Twitter family, the Cuse Facebook family, the Cuse fans in general all around the country, included obviously in Central New York, what do you want to say to the fans about the future of Syracuse football and where you feel like this team is heading?
It's definitely going in the right direction. With having such a young team and the new class coming in with the new coaches, you'll see a turnaround, and it's going to be great.
What makes you believe that this team is going to turn things around? And like you said earlier here in our conversation, that you believe Syracuse will sit atop the ACC. What makes you believe that?
Well, the coaching staff has success wherever they go, and I know for a fact they'll bring it here. And all the players have been young. A lot of underclassmen played last year, and that's great, because in the years to come, they'll be comfortable. They'll know everything about the playbook and about the ACC. So I believe in this team.
Sam, here on National Signing Day, as you move forward, training is always been of importance. But now, from February to the summer, when you step foot back at Syracuse for good, what are some of those things you want to key in on, some of those areas that you want to work on to get you ready for an offense that wants to go fast?
Well, I'm in basketball right now, so you know, I'm in shape, but I'm sure you gotta be in some really intense shape for the offense that we're going to be running. So I'll be running a lot, sprinting, making sure that I have good endurance. And with lifting, you know, they'll give me the program, and I'll do the program and more with my coaches here. I should probably gain some weight too, because I'm a bit light right now, but coaches said I didn't have to worry about that, because I'll definitely gain weight, a lot of weight, over the summer.
What is it about Orange is the New Fast that you like? What do you think about that slogan?
It's pretty trendy. And all the fans like it too. Twitter army uses it, so I think it's funny. I think it's catchy.
Are you prepared to go fast? Is this something that you're used to? Are you looking forward to what it's going to be? What do you think about it personally, being a lineman that's going to have to get up and down that field pretty quickly?
I think it's awesome. And I'm not a huge lineman, so I have a lot of room to change. And like I said, I play basketball, and I can play the whole game for the most part, with a couple breaks. So. And I used to run for enjoyment. I enjoy running at most times, but I think I'll equip to it well.
And before I let you go here to finish out things, Sam, as far as music goes, have you found another person on the team to get some of those tunes to record some beats while you're in the locker room coming up?
No. Not yet,
but
they're not choir guys either. So, we'll see.
So no choir guys, but maybe you can lead us in the national anthem.
Yep.
We'll see. We go from there. Finally, for you, Sam, as a student, as a person in general, as a football player, what can you say about you as a mission statement? If I asked you to define who Sam Heckel is in and of your entirety, what would you say?
I guess I'm a hardworking guy. If someone tells me to do something, I'll do it. And I'll do whatever's best for the team, and whatever the coaches want me to do, I'll do.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Sam, for I know obviously doing the right thing and getting out there and believing in yourself and your teammates is very important to you. Made a huge statement in the beginning that you couldn't believe why other people weren't seeing that Syracuse is changing for the better. And so obviously you've bought in, you've signed that letter, you've sent it in, and you're officially Syracuse. And I look forward to talking with you through this process and on the way to June, and then obviously seeing you out here in orange and blue. So Sam, as always, thank you for everything. Congratulations, and God bless to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.